Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome to Eugene, Oregon. The South Eugene Axe are getting ready to host the Grants Pass Cavemen here at what's called Cooch's Court. And I have no reason for that. We've been coming here for years and years. But it is the Purple Pit. And purple is the color here for these South Eugene Axe teams right now. Purple is the dominant color here. This is one of those older gyms where the seating comes right down to the floor. Then there's a little elevated and upper seating here. Small pep band on hand tonight to keep the noise going. Crowd is sparse at this point, but we expect that'll pick up momentarily. In the meantime, though, it should be an interesting contest. We'll talk about that contest when we come back, when we talk about... Well, we just ask you to stay tuned for a word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Okay, pregame in 3, 2. Time now for a word from our head coach, Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, you said last night that this is one of your favorite places to play. We're at South Eugene in the Purple Pit. Why do you like this gym?
Just a lot of tradition, Chuck. We've always played really well, no matter how good or how bad the South Eugene Axe are. We seem to play really well in this gym for one reason or another. We've picked up lots of wins here, you know, in the 4 years that I've been here. So, you know, I'm really grateful, and this is a good place to play. It's a pit style atmosphere, a little bit like Heater Newman, even though Heater Newman's
kind of like home, but not quite.
Not quite, yeah. Not as nice. But I do like playing here. Crowd gets pretty rambunctious. I like our kids being able to play against that, and they have a lot of fun with it. So this is a good atmosphere for us to be. And, sometimes we also, because we're so close to a lot of the colleges around town, we get some college referees, and they do a really good job for us. And so I've been pretty happy overall with just coming here. It's been a good time.
Yeah, last night you mentioned that your goal is to make the playoffs, and that's a pretty tall order right now, quite frankly. You need to pick up a win, and a win here tonight would particularly help that, because you need to be at least in third, I think, in conference, and in the top 32 in the state. A win on an opposing floor would go big for that. How big is this game tonight?
Every next game is big for us. Our boys feel the pressure. We put ourselves here, and they understand, and we're just trying to right now. We're trying to get in the flow. You know, we've had Peyton back now for 2 games, the boys play with a lot more confidence with Peyton Bruner on the floor. They know what he brings to our team defensively and offensively, and so I think a lot of our boys play a lot more loose with him on the floor. So even though that they feel the pressure of every game mounting. They think they all understand that we have to win the majority of all of our games that we have left here to make and attain our goal. And so huge game tonight for us. But I really think every game that we play for the rest of the season is huge for us.
You played 32 minutes of basketball last night, got on the bus, rode up 2.5 hours today. your weight from home. Tell me about the energy level. How is your team set?
Our boys are really ready. They've had lots of fun here. We got here probably maybe about 45 minutes earlier than we were supposed to, and playing just some fun games over there, trying to hit some of the crazy shots from the bleachers and stuff. So their spirits is high. Their energy level is where it's supposed to be. And they're very, very focused on what their goals are here.
I've got to ask about Rosetta, because we know he was in a battle last night, came off with some cramps in the later stages of the game, and I'm concerned about his legs. I'm assuming that he's 100%.
Yeah, you know, I go straight to the source. You never tell the boys, hey, you need to do this, this, and this. I went straight to his mom, and I said, Jordan needs to do this, this, and this. So she says, I got you, coach. So Mrs. Rosetta definitely, I'm sure, took care of Jordan last night, make sure that his body was fueled with electrolytes and tons of potassium stuff that he needs in his body to be able to not cramp up tonight. So I feel Jordan will be 100% and he's ready to go.
All right, Eugene Axe is the opponent tonight, folks. We'll talk about them when we come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Services.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive is in full swing at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Dr. Emily Sander from the Well Integrative Medicine and Tammy Schmidt from Rogue Solutions Accounting for each donating $500 directly to the food banks. You can help by bringing in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either shop, and we'll exchange that for new wiper blades installed on your car, up to $35 in value. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
All right, Coach, Eugene Axe here. In conference, you're only a half game behind them here, but they do have a better record than you do coming into this contest. So what do you expect from the Axe tonight? And, of course, we know that the last time you picked up a victory over them, they were missing one of their big guys.
Yeah, they were missing one of their best players, but we are missing the best player in the conference in Peyton Bruner, Chuck. Mm-hmm. Peyton's the most unstoppable kid in our conference. There's not anybody even close. With Peyton at 100%, nobody in our conference is as good as Peyton. I'll stand behind that. He should be player of the year this year had he not broken his hand, which is kind of saddening to me because he's worked so hard for it. But Levi, that's the player that they had missed last time. He is their firecracker. He's a very big hustler. Soccer's his main sport, but basketball, he's pretty darn good at it. You know, depending on where they end up as a team, he could be a candidate of the year for player of the year just because of both sides of the ball. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full with him. You'll see Peyton guard him a lot tonight. We feel like if we can just keep him from getting really big scores, that it will end up being the same situation when we played at our place. So we feel like our, you know, Jordan can have his way down low, even though they're taller and bigger than us. I think Jordan's a little bit more polished, but they are big. Everything about them's big. What you'll see us do is we'll put a ton of pressure on their guard like we did last time, Chuck. And that's what got us the win last time, is by us putting pressure on their point guard. You'll see us tonight press the snot out of him and do our best to get the ball. And we will want the ball in his hands while we do the trapping. And if we do that and keep the ball out of Haas' hands and Yoder, we keep those two guys out of the game, I do like our chances.
Now, Haas was the one last time we saw him had his foot in a boot.
Yes.
So at that same time, Bruner had his hand in a cast. So I know Bruner's not quite 100%. Do you know Haas is 100%?
From what we can see in film, he's 100%.
All right.
So, I mean, we see him being the same player that he was last year when we tried to stop him and stuff like that. So defensively, Peyton's 100%. Offensively, just trying to catch the ball with his left hand. You know, last night we ran several plays for him to dunk, and I didn't know that he didn't want to until after the second play that I ran, and then he told me that his hand had hurt from doing several dunk attempts at the Willamette game. So, you know, Peyton's about 70%, Chuck.
Oh, okay. 70% offensively, defensively. He and Haas negate each other, and that means it's up to the rest of the team?
Yep. I think it will come down to whether or not Jordan can do what he did against Roseburg and, you know, impose his will down there and be balanced and finish at the rim and finish his free throws. And then making sure that we don't let Yoder get going. I think if we keep Haas and Yoder in check, I think a lot of good things will happen for the Caveman this evening.
All right, you mentioned pressure defense on their guards. That means DeShane, Connelly, and probably Traylor out there are chasing everybody down.
100%.
Is that what we're going to see?
100%, Chuck. You nailed it right on the head.
All right, well, we've seen you play once or twice, Coach.
Yes.
Hey, listen, thank you very much for chasing us down tonight. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low-voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Caveman, of course, Peyton Bruner, a 6'3 senior, coming off one of his best games of the year with a 26-point performance against the Roseburg Indians last night. He'll get the start wearing number 3. Number 23, Jordan Rosetta, 6'5 sophomore, getting the start. He had 17 points last night. Zach DeShane wearing number 1, 5'9 senior point guard. The little guy on the floor will be leading that press against the Axe guards. We expect number 11, Jameson Traylor, a 6-foot freshman, to also get the start tonight, along with a 6-foot junior. That's Kingston Connolly. Those are the principals that we'll see start coming off the bench for the Grants Pass Caveman. Of course, Tim Hart, Grady McKittrick, and Weston Berg. And we'll talk about the Eugene X when we come back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's look at the Eugene X. Now, the gentleman that we talked about with head coach Jesse moments ago wears number 5. That's Levi Haas. He didn't play in the last game because he had an injury on his foot, was wearing a boot, talked about that. We expect him to start tonight. Last year, through 2 games, he scored 34 points against the Grants Pass Caveman, was 4-6 from the free throw line. He is a 6'4 senior. We also mentioned Yoder. Yoder, in the last game in Grants Pass, scored 15 points with a 1 3-pointer, hit both of his free throw attempts. He is a 6'5 junior. He'll be a load underneath. He'll be bumping shoulders with Rosetta most of the night. We expect number 35, Elijah Gabriel, to also get the start. He is a 6'4 sophomore, had 14 points at a 3-pointer against Grants Pass at Heater Newman Gym. Also expect a 6'3 junior, Cameron Perry, to start, had 7 points in that game. And a 6'4 junior, Julia Schaefer, had 4 points in that contest. So those are the principals we'll be talking about tonight. That's the lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Time now for the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And we talked with head coach Jesse about that, and it's going to be defense early. A pressure defense by the Grants Pass Cavemen. The front end we talked about. If they apply early pressure, can convert or can create some early turnovers and create turn those into points. The Grants Pass Cavemen should get away from here pretty well. The Cavemen have always played pretty well here at the Purple Pit at South Eugene High School. That doesn't mean it's a gimme by any stretch of the imagination. This is a very talented basketball team they faced tonight. They one of the tallest average basketball teams that they faced all season long. But Jesse earlier in the year said they played, for some reason, the Cavemen seemed to play better against taller teams. And the first game, of course, we did not have Peyton Bruner. He is back and looking more and more like the basketball player that he could have been or that that we know he was before that broken hand took him out of the system. He is really regaining that touch, although his shooting hand might not be the best that it could be. Coach Jesse estimated he's about 70% there. Defensively, he is at 100%. He is deceptively quick. No, that's not the right term for Peyton Bruner. He is deceptively very, very quick once he gets a move inside. Look there, and he's gone to the bucket. So look for him to try to put some of those moves inside the lane along the baseline or coming down from the high post. So those are some of the keys for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. We'll talk about that more when we come back right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Let's see. The battle underneath going to be waged, of course, by Peyton Bruner and Jordan Rosetta, the 6'5 sophomore who has really blossomed into an all-around athlete. He's strong, faced a pretty physical game last night. We expect him once again to be at 100% according to Mom. Mom was given the right instructions to coach. He'll be ready to play. We anticipate that he is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those are the keys to tonight's game for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Let's see. We're almost ready to get this one underway, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. The clock, the warm-up clock, is about ready to expire. Then we'll try to pick up what's happening with the local PA below us, see if there's going to be a national anthem. I expect there will be, and the introduction of players. So that's what's coming up right here on KAJO. We'll be back with all that right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a 3-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Order your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. The PA announcer, I believe, is Jim Moore here, the athletic director at South Eugene High, giving that sportsmanship speech that you hear at almost every game here. And right now, we're about to have the national anthem. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
The 14th Annual Wipeout Hunger Drive is in full swing at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Dr. Emily Sander from the Well Integrative Medicine and Tammy Schmidt from Rogue Solutions Accounting for each donating $500 directly to the food banks. You can help by bringing in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either shop, and we'll exchange that for new wiper blades installed on your car up to $35 in value. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local, trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Just completed the national anthem, about ready to have the introduction of players here, ladies and gentlemen. As
now, let's meet our guests
for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Number one
being introduced, Zach DeShane.
Zach DePonte.
Really blew his name. He's averaging a little over almost 9 points a game. Peyton Bruder being introduced. Peyton averaging right at 20 points a game in the games he's played this year. Number four being introduced, that's Jameis Traylor. Pardon me, check that. That's Keaston Connolly. And then number 11 coming up is Jameis Traylor. And it'll be number 23, 6'5", sophomore Jordan Rosetta. I have to talk about Zach. Did you change your name? Now for the South Eugene Axe.
Number five
being introduced. No surprise, he's the man that we were talking about primarily with head coach Jesse. Number five is Levi Hawes.
Senior guard Andre Rue.
Number 13, Andre Rue getting the start tonight. Number 35 getting the start tonight. That's Elijah Gabriel, 6'4", sophomore. Number 40, Cameron Perry, getting the start tonight. And the final starter is number 45, Calvin Yoder. So we had almost all right here. We had one man out there. We expected Schaefer to start, but Ruth got that start in front of him for the X. And get close to your radios, folks. We're out ready to get this one underway here. Coming to you from the Purple Pit at South Eugene High School in Eugene, Oregon tonight. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, 99.7 FM, 1270 AM, and streamed at KJO.com. Bruner squaring off against number 45, Yoder, in the center circle. The official bringing the ball in right now. Everybody is set. Caveman going right to left across your radio dial. They're traveling blues tonight. Control by Bruner, high in the air to Rosetta in the backcourt. Hands it off to DeShane quickly. Zach crosses right at the center court here against what appears to be a zone defense initially, but no, check that, it's a man-to-man. Ball out front, left-hand side now to Bruner. Bruner at the top of the key. Baptist shovels down low to Rosetta. Rosetta backs in, spins, puts one up, tries to put one up twice, took it out of his hands, rolls, balances, and then rolls off right into the hands of Hawes. Hawes lead pass up quickly to Gabriel. Gabriel hard to the glass, puts one up, and the Caveman down early. And Grants Pass ball. Inbounds in the backcourt. That's Connolly to Traylor, back to DeShane, and DeShane into the forecourt now. DeShane between the circles. Now it is his own defense. Looks like a 2-3. Ball goes right-hand side to Shane, back left-hand side to Connolly. The left front court to the right-hand side to Traylor now. Right-hand side on the wing, down to Bruner, back out front to Traylor, top of the key, left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly left front court, backs away as Bruner tries to post high. Ball in the corner, then to DeShane. Alley-oop down low to Bruner. Shot is off, no good. Rebound taken down by Connolly. Out to Traylor for Rosetta at the buzzer. And it's up and good. And Rosetta hits the three. And Grants Pass up by one, 3-2 here. Long pass on the way. It's Hawes on the drive. Shot is up, fade away, off, no good. Foul called on the Grants Pass caveman. Rosetta says, I'm innocent. I didn't do it. I didn't move. It goes in the book as a foul against Jordan Rosetta. So at the free throw line, number 45 is Yoder. Shot is up and good. So Roeder gets his first free throw of the night. His first point. We're tied at three. And real quickly, Hawes comes out of the game, and he's replaced by Schaefer. Shot is up and good. So Yoder finds two at the free throw line. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Connolly, back to Deshane, and the Cavemen come down. Oh, well, down by a point. 4-3 here early. Ball right-hand side to Traylor, out to Deshane. Left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly looks down low to finds out to Deshane, who buries the three. And Deshane hits the mark. So the Cavemen up right now by 2-6-4 on two shots. Yoder with the basketball in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, right front court, working against Bruner. Goes to the left-hand side, stops out front between the circles, looks for help. Caveman in a man-to-man defense now. Ball goes left-hand side to Schaefer. Schaefer back out front quickly, gives the ball up to Gabriel. Gabriel with a basketball, looks down low, comes right-hand side, stolen away by Bruner. Bruner has Traylor with him, takes it all the way, goes hard to the glass. It's deflected, but Traylor rebounds, shovels right back to Bruner, goes to the glass, and he puts it up and in. He's got two, and the Caveman are up by 4-8-4. In the backcourt, bringing the ball down right now is number 40. That's Perry. Loose basketball comes into the caveman bench. And it's caveman basketball inbounds from the sidelines right in front of her own bench. Deshane is there. And timeout has been called by, I believe, the Axe. Look at the scoreboard, 5:42 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
I need to tell you, first period brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, whatever you need. Drainage these days. Might need some drainage. Moser Paving, 479-2424. Thank you, Jay Moser. Inbounds play for the Cavemen in the backcourt goes to Connolly. Connolly moves off to the right front court. The Grants pass on the attack on the wing, then to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, back out front between the circles to Connolly. Connolly moves to left-hand side to Shane on the wing. Deshane looks for a low post, drives down the left-hand side, goes to the corner left-hand, back out front quickly to Traylor. Right-hand side, then to Bruner, tries to the free throw line, spins, elevates there, shot is up and good. And Bruner nails his second one. He's got four on the night. The Cavemen up by 6-10-4. Long pass inbounds, comes to Yoder. Yoder, lead pass down the left-hand side for the X. Back on the attack, comes top of the key. With a basketball, number 34, that's Schaefer. Schaefer with a basketball, goes left-hand side to Yoder. Yoder looks down for a man on the cut. Back out front to Hawes between the circles. Right-hand side is Yoder. And bouncing off the foot of Rosetta, ball goes out of bounds. Inbounds play from the inline there into the court for the Eugene Axe. Hawes will make the inbounds play as they put a box around the key. And the inbounds play comes down low. Turnaround jumper is up, off no good. Followed by Hawes is up and good, and Hawes gets his first two of the basketball game, and it's 10-6. Grants pass by four, and with the basketball in the hands of Zach Deshane into the forecourt. Right-hand side, quickly to Connolly. Back to Deshane between the circles. Deshane looks left and right, goes right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly out front to Traylor. Left-hand side then to Bruner. Bruner attacks along the baseline. Lays went up, off no good, gets his own rebound back. Back up hard to the glass, and it rolls off. Tips it in. So Bruner now has six in the basketball game, and that's about how much the Cavemen lead, 6-12. Ball in the hands right now of Schaefer. Hands the ball out front to Gabriel. Gabriel with the basketball looking for a cutter. Cavemen show man-to-man defense. Ball comes right-hand side again into the hands of Schaefer. Schaefer gives the ball out front quickly to Perry. Perry out front goes left-hand side. Bullet pass down low to Yoder. Then in the corner left-hand side, Hawes on the baseline. Gets the ball right-hand side, and breaking it up is Traylor chasing the ball out of bounds. It'll be Axe ball inbounds from the inline. As Cavemen defense is hustling, Hawes will make the inbounds play again. They'll put that box around the key. There's the whistle. They break out of that quickly. And Hawes looking for the alley-oop. Gets the ball in quickly to Perry. Perry right-hand side to Yoder. Launches a long three. It's off. No good. And Perry gets the rebound. And Zach Duchesne kind of rolls him off his hip. So he'll pick up the infraction. That's the first on Duchesne. Second team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman. Inbounds play for the Axe from the end line again. This time a screen down the left-hand side of the lane. Hawes looking for breaking mad. Shot is up and good by a number 35. That's Gabriel, and Gabriel has 4 points. It's 12-8. Grants Pass up by four. Duchesne on the drive, left-hand side. Bounces out beyond the three to Rosetta, who nails a three. And Rosetta's got two threes so far. It's 15-8, Grants Pass. In backcourt, Duchesne slows the guard down. Gets the ball left-hand side to Yoder. Then down low to Perry. Goes hard to the glass again. This one's up and good. Check that. That was Gabriel. Duchesne brings the ball down quickly for Grants Pass. Top of the key. Goes left-hand side to Conley. Right-hand side to Traylor. Wing right-hand side. Gives it up to Brunner. Brunner backs away. Out between the circles. Left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor, little alley-oop. It's deflected, though, as Trez. Brunner was being fronted. Long pass down the left-hand side. First man there is Duchesne, and he drives right back the other direction for the Grants Pass Caveman. Through traffic, through the free throw line, left-hand side to Conley, who drives along the baseline, shovels back into Rosetta. Rosetta gets it up and in, and Rosetta has now 8 points in the basketball game on 2 threes out of two. 10-17, Grants Pass up by seven here early. Hawes brings the ball down across the timeline right at center court. Conley picks him up. Grants Pass still in that man-to-man defense. Ball right-hand side quickly to number 34, Schaefer. Schaefer gives the ball up to Perry. Perry gives it down low to Yoder. Yoder kicks it into the corner, left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. Hits the front of the iron off. No good. Rebound, Duchesne. Flying down the left-hand side. Looks for help. It's three-on-three. Duchesne, a little head fake. Goes hard to the glass. It's up off. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to the free-throw line to Schaefer. Schaefer leads the ball up quickly to Perry. Perry drives, shot up right inside, follows. It's up and good for Perry. We're going to have some scoring in this one, folks. There's a whistle. Timeout has been called. And look at the scoreboard with 2:01 to play in the first. It's 17-12. Grants Pass by five. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. First period score, 2 minutes left to play in the first period right now, 17-12. Grants Pass leading by five, sending out on the floor right now. Tim Hart is back on the floor for Grants Pass, along with Grady McKittrick, Peyton Brunner, Zach Duchesne, and Kingston Connolly. Connolly gets the ball in play for Duchesne into the backcourt. Uncontested, Axe will give him half the court this time. Duchesne walks it down slowly, 1:53 on the clock. It's running way out front. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Conley goes to the right-hand side on the wing, then comes back the other way. Back left-hand side as the defense has shifted into a man-to-man. To between the circles for Hart's long three. Didn't go. Rebound fought for and controlled by Brunner. Brunner then puts the ball on the floor. It bounces off the foot of one of the Axemen. Picked up. Lead pass comes out right-hand side to Perry. Perry left-hand gives the ball out front quickly to number 35, Gabriel. Gabriel between the circles. Goes left-hand side. A new man on the floor will pick up the number momentarily. Down low to Yoder. Yoder working along the baseline, spins and fires off. No good. Kingston Connolly for the rebound. Flying down the left-hand side. The paces have been incredible so far. Back out front to McKittrick. Right-hand side to Duchesne. Then on the corner to Hart. Hart bounce pass gives it to Brunner. Brunner right outside the three-point circle to the free throw line. Elevates from there. Hits the front of the air. Off. No good. Rebound into the hands quickly of Gabriel. Gabriel brings the ball down himself between the circles for the Axe. Top of the key. Lots of room. One of the three didn't take the shot, though. Left-hand side to Yoder. Yoder goes down low in the corner to Perry. Perry back out front to Hawes, top of the key. Hawes bullet pass back down low. They say off of McKittrick. Ball went out of bounds off of the end line. I would have said it came off of Perry, but they're much closer than I am. No. Got a foul called. So a foul call on McKittrick. So So that'll be his first third-team foul this period on the Caveman. Inbounds from the inline for the Axe. The ball goes to Perry in the corner. Elevate shot is up. Gabriel again. Check that. He's got eight in the basketball game. Berg is into the contest for Grants Pass also. Traylor brings the ball down this time. Goes right-hand side to McKittrick on the wing. Back out front to Connolly. Connolly drives to the free throw line. Stops there. Gives it up to Hart. Left-hand side on the wing. Way out. Then moves back out front to Connolly. Connolly puts the ball on the floor. 19 seconds left here in the first period. Connolly backs away. 15 seconds on the clock. It's running. About 10 seconds. They'll try to get something going. Berg comes out to set a screen. Connolly works behind the screen. Right-hand side. Then drives down the paint. Leb gets the ball. Kind of pushed out to Hart. Hart head fakes, turns, and fires just off. And that's the way the first period will end with the Cavemen leading by three, 17-14. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement right on the north end of town at the top of 7th Street. Stop by. Tell them you heard it on the basketball game and you appreciate their support of Caveman Sports here on KAJO Radio. Going to stop in there, look at some carpet here soon. Inbounds play for the Axe to start period number two, and Hawes gets the ball inbounds into the backcourt quickly to check that number here. Zero. Okay, that is Johnson, new man on the floor. Ball right-hand side back into Hawes' hand. They feed it high post to Yoder. Bounce pass down low. Spinning shot is up off no good by Schaefer a couple of times. And it was rejected twice by Traylor. Traylor's only listed, I think, at about 6 foot. But, boy, he has some elevation when he puts his knees to it. Inbound play right-hand side to Yoder. Spins and fires for the two-point shot. So Yoder gets a long two. He's got 4 points in the basketball game, and it's a one-point contest, 17-16 now. DeShane brings the ball down for the Caveman out front. Slows it down just outside the center circle. Moving between the circles now, high post to Rosetta. Rosetta spins. He'll step outside the three and bury his third three of the night. So he's got 11 in the basketball game so far. Ball coming down the left-hand side. Give the ball to Yoder at the free throw line. It's bounced away out of bounds. So it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Berg will make the inbounds play. On the floor for Grants Pass, we've got Rosetta, DeShane, Traylor, and Berg. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, got the right number out. DeShane in the backcourt all alone after the inbounds play from Berg to start this second period here. Ball goes right-hand side to Traylor, wing right-hand side. And away from the ball, this may be on DeShane again. Or was it a three-second violation? No foul was called. Inbounds play comes all the way to Yoder. Yoder back quickly to number 13. Not on my roster. Ball right-hand side. Goes down low. Gets the ball to Yoder through his hands. Picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta just hands the ball back to DeShane and heads down the floor. No, 13. I do have. That's Rue. Ball right-hand side. The trailer, corner right-hand side to Berg. Berg, corner right-hand side, takes a step out to the wing, feeds the ball high post to Rosetta. Rosetta looks, spins, wants to attack, goes down to the baseline, goes up with a shot, and is fouled either by Yoder or Gabriel. And it's by Gabriel. That'll be the first on Gabriel. First team foul on the Axe, but going to the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta. 70% free throw shooter on the season so far. There's the knee bend. Now the deep breath. Shot is up. Good. So Rosetta hit with a hot hand tonight. That's his 12th point. He's got three threes, a two, and a one. One more shot coming for the young man. Here's the two dribbles. One more. Oh, two this time. And there. Oh, three. And now the deep breath. He's ready. Shot is up. Hits the front of the iron and off. No good. One for two. Still with 12 points in the game. And Rue bounces the ball off the ankle of Traylor. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Axe ball inbounds from the sidelines just in front of his own bench. Far end of the floor for their offense. Johnston checks in. Ed Rue sits down as the Axe look for the right combination. And Haas going to make the inbounds play. Gets the ball right-hand side quickly to Perry. Perry gives the ball right back to Schaefer. Or make that Gabriel. Gabriel comes right-hand side. On the wing. Ball out front then to Haas. Haas between the circle. Goes left-hand side to Gabriel. Gabriel, high post to Yoder. Top of the key. Bullet pass down low. Man can't control it. Kicks the ball right back out to Gabriel. Left-hand side. Little shake and bake. Gets inside. Lays one over the edge of the rim. Won't go. And it's taken down by Rosetta. Outlet quickly to DeShane. Flying down the right-hand side. Stops, backs away, waits for better numbers. Gives the ball out to Rosetta. He head fakes, tries to work in, gets into the paint. Free throw line, bullet pass, down low to Traylor, cutting to the corner, and it's up and good. And Traylor gets his first two of the basketball game. And it's 23-16, Grants Pass in the lead. On the left-hand side, it's Perry with the basketball. Gives it up to Haas between the circles now. Haas goes left-hand side to Gabriel. Gabriel fakes one way, takes a step in from the wing, down low then to Yoder. Yoder off glass, it's good. And Yoder gets his second field goal. He's got six in the basketball game. It's 23-18, Grants Pass with a lead. DeShane comes down. We're in the second quarter here, coming to you live from the Purple Pit in Eugene. Ball left-hand side to McKittrick, right-hand side to Traylor. Back left-hand side to Berg, left front court. Berg takes a step down, reverses direction, comes back out front, hands it to DeShane, back left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick looks down low for a low post. Feeds it high post then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for someone to cut, then spins, follows the opposite direction, attacks the basket, gets it up and down. It's good. And he was fouled. Foul called on Gabriel. That'll be his second. And Rosetta gets his 14th point of the basketball to game. Brunner and Conley, who've been getting a breather, check back in. Waiting at the free throw line once again is Jordan Rosetta. One for two from the charity stripe so far this evening. So on the floor for Grants Pass, DeShane, Traylor, Cuddley, Brunner, and Rosetta. Starting five. Okay, there's the deep breath for Rosetta. Shot is up. Rattled it in and out. Should have gone, didn't. In the backcourt, Brunner and Cuddley traps the man. Ball comes over to Rue. Rue double-teamed in the backcourt. Throws over to everything to Perry. Bounce pass down low on the baseline. Man hard at the glass. It's up and good. For number 34, Schaefer. That's his first two of the basketball game tonight. Caveman back on the attack quickly with DeShane coming across the timeline. Left-hand side to Traylor. Down low in the corner then to Brunner. Brunner attacks, gets inside. Lays one up over the front edge of the rim. It's good, and he'll get two shots. So Brunner gets his eighth point of the basketball game. And the foul going to be called, I believe, on... Well, we'll wait until we put it up. 34. Schaefer. Schaefer will get his first. Third team foul this period on the X. And at the free throw line is Peyton Brunner. 73% free throw shooter this year. Shot is up and good. And Brunner has nine in the basketball game. Inbounds play to Rue in the backcourt. To Haas. Back to Rue. Lead pass up quickly to Perry. Back out front now to Rue. Rue between the circles. Little head fake comes back right-hand side to Perry. Perry with the basketball. Gives it to Yoder. Free throw line jumper is up. Off no good. And coming over the back of Hart is number 34. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds. So Schaefer will pick up his second, fourth team foul on the Axe here in this period. Next time we'll get some shots out of it. A little over 4 minutes left here in the first half. DeShane walks the ball down, uncontested, walks across the timeline, right front court. Slides down with Rosetta posted high, and he's battling Yoder pretty good. Down left-hand side to back out to Rosetta. Top of the key. Shoots for the three. Doesn't get it. Haas rebounds. Gets the ball out to Rue. Rue being bothered in the backcourts by Brunner. Tries to drive by Brunner. Comes all the way down the lane. Elevate. Shoots over Brunner. It's good. Great shot by Rue that time to get it over the great defense of Brunner. DeShane comes right back for the Caveman. It's 28-23. The Caveman by five. Whistle stops the action as DeShane was on the attack. And I think we've got a foul on the axe. Foul called on Rue, and that'll be his first. And DeShane will go to the free throw line with a couple. That's where, if there's no action on the floor, it's DeShane you want at the free throw line. Two dribbles, deep, deep end. Shot is up, off, no good. That's unusual. He is a 90.9% free throw shooter this year coming into tonight's game. Buries that right toe. Two dribbles. Shot is up. Good. He's got four in the basketball game. 29-22. Grant's passing the lead here in the first half at the Purple Pit in Eugene. Oz watched across the timeline. Caveman showing a 2-1-2 zone right now. Ball goes to the corner, right-hand side. Bounce pass inside, deflected, picked up by Bruner. Bruner's out in front of everybody, goes hard to the glass. Wanted to stuff it, missed the layup. I think he was going for the stuff. Knows his hand hurts and altered his shot. Lost it that time. Ball comes down right-hand side in the hands of Perry. Perry goes down low. Ball flipped out quickly. Top of the key to Perry again. He'll launch the three off the back of the iron. No good. Long rebound chased out of bounds. Going to be off of DeShane, evidently. Going to be axe ball inbounds. Couple of substitutions. Number 33, Caster, checks in. And number 35 returns. That's Gabriel. Gabriel, their leading scorer so far. 29-22. Grants pass by 7. Just inside of 3 minutes left here in the first half. Oz make the inbounds play from the left corner. Way up front quickly to number 14, Kizard. Bounce pass high post then to Gabriel. Gabriel spins, little double dip, shoots over Traylor. Shot is in and out, won't go. And Traylor pulls down this board, hits the floor on the run himself. It's 2-on-4. He goes all the way to the glass, too hard. Pulling down the rebound is Hawes. Pretty tough competition under there. Some contact, and now the floor clears, and Hawes walks it down slowly. Lead pass into Perry. Perry's ball slapped away, goes right-hand side. Shot is up and off from three-point range again. Traylor with a rebound on the fly, coming down. Goes to the top of the key, kicks it right-hand side to Connolly on the wing, back out front to DeShane. And timeout called by head coach Joel Jesse. Look at the scoreboard with 2:18 to play. The Caveman lead at 29-22. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman about ready to bring the ball inbounds. Tim Hart will make the inbounds play on the Caveman side of the court, about 15 feet down from the timeline. DeShane waits in the backcourt. We've got Traylor, Bruner, and Connolly on the floor with him. All right, there's the inbounds play to DeShane in the backcourt. Uncontested, walks across the timeline. Halfway between the circles right now, no one comes after him yet. Drives to the right-hand side, kicks the ball down low to Bruner. Bruner head fake spins, goes hard to the glass, gets it up and in, and Bruner gets his fifth field goal. He's got 11 points in the basketball game, and Hawes comes right back for the axe. Across the timeline now, between the circles as they look to answer. Caveman in that zone defense again. Ball goes left-hand side to Perry. Right-hand side to Hawes. Elevates 10-foot on the right-hand side. High off glass, and it's good. And Hawes gets his second field goal. He's got four, and it's 31-24. A minute 45 left in the half. DeShane walks it down for Grant's pass. Right front court for the Caveman. Between the circles now. Still keeping the dribble alive. Looking right-hand side. Finds Bruner on the wing. Right-hand side about 15 feet out. Elevates from there and nails it. And suddenly, Bruner's feeling it. He's got 6 field goals and 13 points. Hawes brings the ball down for the axe again. against that zone defense. Goes left-hand side to Gabriel, then inside to Yoder. Yoder working against two guys, spins and fires, and it's off. No good. Rebound, Hart. Hart hands the ball off to DeShane, and no pressure defense by the Axe yet tonight at all. DeShane into the forecourt, right front court. 1:05 left. DeShane just waiting about 5 feet, ends from the timeline, keeping the dribble alive, waiting for something to happen. Axe not moving out of that tight zone defense. He's got Connolly in the left front court. Everybody's kind of put their hands on their hips. 49 seconds now. We're beginning to move. Connolly comes to the left-hand side. That's DeShane on the wing, left-hand side. Back out front to Hart. Look down low for Bruner, who is being fronted by Hawes. Stolen away, though, by Connolly. Connolly hands it right back to Bruner, who goes to the bucket attacking. Off, no good. Rebound controlled by Bruner. Spins and fires and nails another one. He's got 14, 15 points here in the first half. And it's 35-24. Grants pass by 11. Hawes in the backcourt for the Axe. Comes across the timeline right at center court. Caveman spread out that zone just a little bit. Bounce past the left-hand side. Then high post ball slapped away by Traylor, but picked up by the Axe. Back to Hawes, right-hand side. Corner right to Perry. Then down low to Yoder. Yoder shovels left-hand side in the corner to Gabriel. He drives, gets in the paint. It's got room. Lays one up. Just had a seam there. So Gabriel gets his fifth field goal. He's got 10 at the buzzer. Long shot by DeShane is up. Off no good. At the end of the first half, it's 35-26. Grants pass leading by that margin. We'll be back with and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on a approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive is in full swing at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Dr. Emily Sander from the Well Integrative Medicine and Tammy Schmidt from Rogue Solutions Accounting for each donating $500 directly to the food banks. You can help by bringing in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either shop, and we'll exchange that for new wiper blades installed on your car up to $35 in value. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. At the halftime, the Cavemen lead by 9, 35-26. The Cavemen led at the end of the first period, 17-14, and outscored the Axe in the second period, 18-12, to make the margin what it is right now. Grants Pass scoring came on 14 field goals, 4 3-pointers. They were 3 of 6 from the free throw line, it's 50%, obviously. Whistled for 3 fouls compared to 5 fouls whistled against the Axe. Axe scoring came on 12 field goals. They were 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Other team stats we have, Grants Pass has been out-rebounded a little bit, 11-9. The Axe have the edge there. In terms of floor percentage, Grants Pass significantly better with those 14 field goals on 23 attempts. That's 60% compared to 46%. Both are great numbers for high school teams. 12 of 26 for the Axe from the field. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass just 3 compared to 6 for the Axe, and that's part of the difference. All right, we'll run down some individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the numbers. First of all, individually for the South Eugene Axe, who have played, I believe, about nine players. But will Mark talk about just people who have offensive marks? And that starts with Andre Rue, a starter tonight, one two-point field goal and a single foul. Julius Schaefer came off the bench to pick up one field goal and two fouls. Cameron Perry, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Calvin Yoder, 2 field goals, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, 6 points. Levi Hawes, 2 field goals, 4 points. Neither Hawes nor Yoder has been whistled for a foul. Elijah Gabriel's been their big man so far with 5 field goals, 10 points, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, we've seen Berg on the floor. Has some significant minutes. Grady McKittrick also some significant minutes, picked up a single foul. Conley, in a starting role, has not scored, been to the free throw line, or been whistled for a foul. Jameis Traylor, 1 2-point field goal, hasn't been to the free throw line, and no fouls. Tim Hart, also some significant minutes, but not a mark on my score sheet. Zach DeShane, 1 3-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. He's got 4 points and a single foul. Now for the two big men for Grants Pass Cavemen. And their scoring lines have looked so similar in the past two nights. Well, tonight and last night, Rosetta with right now 5 field goals, but 3 threes, and he's 1 for 3 at the free throw line. That gives him 15 points and a single foul. Peyton Bruner with 7 field goals and 1 for 1 at the free throw line. He also has 15 points and no fouls. All right, that's what we have right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a deep breath, come back, and provide some first-half analysis for you right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Cavemen just coming out of the locker room now. That's pretty early, and no sign yet of the South Eugene Axe game. Only about half over, but the Cavemen with a 9-point lead at the halftime, 35-26, primarily on some great defense and some great offense from the two big guys, Bruner and Rosetta. I'm sure head coach Jesse would like to find some additional scoring, but he's got what he needs so far. DeShane with 4 points and Traylor with 2 outside of Rosetta and Bruner. That's the only offensive marks we've got on our board right now, our scoring marks. So look for the Grants Pass Cavemen to try to find another way to put a little more on the board right now. If I'm concerned about anything, it would be Bruner's hand, because we know he went hard to the bucket once and looked like he was going to stuff and then changed his mind about halfway through, missed that shot. And that's just concern for the hand, because we know he doesn't want to hang on that rim. He doesn't like to stuff it right now. He's got the sweet shot from, mid-range out to 20 feet. That's just outside the arc. Pretty sweet shot, and when he's working inside, he works the glass well. Just doesn't want to hang on that rim right now, and we certainly understand that. Rosetta, of course, still bumping shoulders with about everybody he can bump with. So those two things are working well. Out front, the guys are providing some great defense, going after the basketball, but doing it cleanly. So more of that, and Grants Pass could sneak out of here with a win. That would be great for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, Cavemen looking to make the playoffs. They need to be either in third place in conference or in the top 32. They're, I think, ranked 36th now and fifth in conference, a half game behind the Axe, who are playing right now, who are in fourth place. So a win here tonight could elevate both of those situations for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And then we'll take the next game in a row. Both teams back out on the floor right now taking some warm-up shots. We'll pause on our coverage. We'll be right back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everyone. Getting ready for period number three here with the Grants Pass Cavemen leading at the half by 9, 35-26. Halftime clock about ready to expire. The Cavemen huddled around their head coaching staff, hanging out to the floor right now. Axe already out there waiting for them. On the alternate possession rule, I believe it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines at the half court. Mark, looks like Connelly's going to saunter over to make the inbounds play as we've got Bruner, Rosetta, and Traylor also on the floor. DeShane in the backcourt ready to receive the inbounds play. And there's a fresh 8 minutes on the clock here as we've got 16 minutes of basketball to play. Stay right close to your radios. This is Grants Pass Radio, KAJO Grants Pass. Into the forecourt quickly, DeShane, as we're right back into the third period against the zone defense right now. DeShane lobs the ball left-hand side on the wing to Bruner, who attacks along the baseline, stops there, spins, looks across the court to Traylor, top of the key, launches the three, that's short. Long rebound being fought for, controlled by Hawes. Lead pass out quickly to Yoder. Yoder takes one step, lays it up off, no good. High for the rebound is Connelly. Connelly hits the floor on the run. It's 3-on-3 break. Right-hand side flies through the and has the ball slapped away by number 35, Gabriel. Gabriel will draw the foul. I think that's his third. No, wait a minute. Not Gabriel, number 13, they said. Rue. Is that right? No, he said 14. So Connelly will go to the free throw line. They put 14. Now they've got 13 up. We'll check the scoreboard. Connelly's shot is up and good. That's his first point of the basketball game. Shot is up and off the front of the iron. No good. Yoder brings the ball down himself, out between the circle, just outside the center circle right now, against man-to-man pressure. Coming up for the steal is Connelly, looking for the trap. DeShane goes by. Yoder is in trouble, gets the ball left-hand side to Perry. Perry with the basketball, left front court. As pressure falls back a little bit, lobs it left-hand side to Rue. Rue with the basketball, comes up. Traylor ties him up with the basketball. DeShane is there. Everybody's reaching for the basketball. Kicks it left-hand side to Yoder, then down low to Rue. And he is clobbered by DeShane. And did it go in? I believe it did. It did. He'll go to the free throw line. DeShane will get the infraction. That's his second first team foul. And at the free throw line, number 13, Andre Rue. First trip to the charity stripe for this young man that we've seen. Shot is up. Good. Got 5 points in the basketball game. DeShane brings the ball down. It's 36-29. DeShane into the forecourt. Cavemen looking for their first field goal here in the third period. DeShane between the circles now goes left-hand side to Connelly. Connelly, wing left-hand side. Bullet pass down low to Bruner. Bruner works the baseline, spins. Little fadeaway, eight-footer to the right-hand side. The follow, though, by Connelly is up and good. And Connelly gets his first field goal of the night. He's got 3 points. Rue in the backcourt, working shoulder to shoulder against DeShane. Drives left-hand side, tries to pick DeShane off. Can't do it. He sticks like a spider. Ball down low to Hawes on the baseline. Kicks it right back out to Gabriel. Gabriel, wing left. Looks for Yoder at the post. Back out front then to Hawes. Hawes comes down, elevates just inside the free throw line. Off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Connolly. Connolly on the fly, right down the center of the court. Slows things down, moves off to the right-hand side. Finds DeShane, corner left-hand side. Back out front to Connolly. Connolly to Traylor. Traylor back out front to Connolly. Connolly slides left-hand side. Works out front. Goes left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane with the basketball. Little alley-oop inside to Bruner. Bruner controls the basketball. Hands it to DeShane on the drive. Floats one up. Off, no good. Rebound. Pretty tough positioning contact underneath the basket these days. Ball left-hand side to Hawes. Hawes goes down low. Shoots off. No good. Rebound. Fought for and controlled by Rosetta this time. Make that Bruner. Dropped it back off to DeShane. DeShane walks it down. Slows things down a bit. Comes to the right-hand side. Stops out front. Now goes right-hand side to Connolly on the wing. Connolly with the basketball out front to Traylor. Traylor head fakes. Ball left-hand side then to Bruner. Bruner alley-oop down low to Rosetta. And as soon as Rosetta gets the ball, he is tied up by Rue. Rue will get the foul. So Rue will pick up. I have that as his second in this period. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Our end of the floor. DeShane will make it. They'll post Rosetta high. Connolly down low. Traylor on one wing. They go into a hustle, and Connolly from the right-hand side gets it up and down, and Connolly's having a pretty good night here. Foul called on Yoder. So Yoder will pick up the infraction. Connolly will go to the free throw line with one shot. All right, four dribbles. Spins the ball once. One more dribble. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good follow through. Off on the front of the rim. In the backcourt quickly. Perry gives the ball off quickly to Hawes. Back to Perry, right-hand side. Shovels to Yoder on the wing, right. Back out front now to Gabriel, top of the key. Goes to the free throw line. Bumps, tries to come down on Bruner. Goes by him now. Lays one up. That's good. And Gabriel gets his sixth field goal. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. And it's 40-31. Grants Pass by nine. DeShane in the forecourt. Goes left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly left front court. Back right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor head fakes. Comes back right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane holding the ball left-hand side, waiting for something to happen. Alley-oop down low to Rosetta. Rosetta underneath, hard to the glass, roll in and out. Boy, you can't buy one if that one wouldn't go. Axe rebounds it, gives it right back to Hawes. Hawes walks across the timeline as we speak as Bruner comes after him. Drives off the right-hand side. Switches off to Traylor. Traylor goes with him stride for stride. Still puts up a shot at the baseline. Off, no good. Traylor pulls down the board. Gives the ball right back to DeShane, and DeShane brings the ball down. Slows it down right at the timeline, takes a deep breath, steps across right in the center circle, between the circles, gets his team set. Double high post as Rosetta now drops down low as DeShane goes left-hand side. They flip the ball right-hand side to Bruner. Launches a three-point attempt. Off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Rue at the free throw line. He's surrounded by Traylor, trapped in the backcourt. Throws over the pressure to Hawes. Hawes drives, drops the ball down low to Perry. Puts a shot up off glass, no good. Another shot, this one drops. And Perry gets his first goal of the second half. Got 4 points in the basketball game. It's 40-33. Grants Pass by seven. DeShane with the basketball in the forecourt. Slides on the wing right-hand side. Comes to the top of the key. Locked down low to Bruner. Right-hand side. Out front then to Connolly. Connolly slides to the right-hand side. Then backs away. Up quickly to a Traylor. Corner right-hand side. Traylor moves the man around, then drives along the baseline. Has room. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly again drives. Gets into the paint. Kicks the ball out to DeShane. Left-hand side on the wing. Comes to the corner. Launches the three that is just off. No good. Rebound being contested. Finally controlled by Perry. Drops the ball right back to Hawes, and Hawes slows the action down for the Axe here. They're down by seven, but have the basketball in their hands on their home floor. Goes to the right-hand side and away from the basketball. A whistle stops the action. I think this one's going against DeShane. Called him for holding. Well, when you're that small, you know. He's 5'9", probably the smallest man on the floor. Plays pretty big, though. Substitutions for both squads right now. Coming on for the Cavemen, number 24, Tim Hart, as DeShane gets a little breather. Actually, that's his third, so he'll probably sit for a while this time. We've got 3 minutes left here in the third period. Hawes going to make the inbounds play from just in front of his own bench on the sideline, just below us here. looking for a man out front, and it's stolen away by Connolly. Out in front of everybody, goes hard to the glass, lays one up, and it's in. And Connolly gets his seventh point of the basketball game. And the backcourt. Full court pressure. Ball comes up to Gabriel. Gabriel on the fly. Bounce pass down low to Yoder. Yoder goes hard to the glass, puts it up and in, and Yoder gets his third field goal. He's got 8 points tonight. And it's 42-35. Grants Pass still with the lead. Connolly with the basketball. Slides it down. Walks across the timeline right front court. Got Traylor on the wing right-hand side. Rosetta posted low. Bruner on the left wing. Back out front, though, to Hart. On the left-hand side to Bruner on the wing left. Looks to attack along the baseline. Spins back into the paint. Floats one up. That is good. And Bruner gets his first two of the second half. He's got 17 points in the basketball game now. It's 44-35. Grants pass by nine. Long pass up left-hand side. This one to Perry, left-hand side. Shot is up and good. That was Schaefer with the bucket. Connolly walks the ball down now into the right front court. Checks out man-to-man defense now. Ball goes to Hart, corner right-hand side. Way outside, no three-pointer shot. They get it to Rosetta on the wing. Rosetta holds onto the basketball, then drives the baseline, tries to work inside. Some pretty bumping there. They're going to call Rosetta for an offensive foul, working hard against Perry. So Rosetta will pick up his second of the basketball game. And that's the third on the Grants Pass Caveman here in the third period. Head coach Jesse just getting some clarification on the call. Inbounds play in the backcourt coming from Gabriel. He's got Haas with him. Ball comes into Haas uncontested, and they'll bring the ball down the floor where Bruner waits for Haas right out front. Traylor is there to pick him up also as the Caveman showing that zone defense right now. That 2-3 zone lobs it right-hand side to Perry. Back out front to Gabriel at the high post. Out front, left-hand side, then to Haas. Haas back out front. Stolen away by Traylor. Traylor back out in front of the left-hand side. Goes right. Hard to the glass. Off no good. Followed by Bruner. No good. Finally, rebound taken down by Rosetta. He puts one up that won't go. And high for the rebound is Traylor. And no foul called, I believe. Shouldn't be a foul called, but there's going to be one. Foul called on who? Five? Foul called on five. Oh, that's Haas. That's his first. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. Hart will make the play. Goes to Traylor, right-hand side. Back out front to Rosetta. Back on the floor. Left-hand side to Hart, who buries his three. That's his first one tonight. And it's 47-37. Grants pass by 10. Haas brings the ball down across the timelines. The Grants pass waits in that zone defense. Ball right-hand side to Perry. To Gabriel at the high post. Drives down. Gets close to the glass. Puts one up. That's good. He goes to the floor. Flops down. And Gabriel gets his seventh field goal. 14 points. Foul called on Rosetta, so Rosetta will pick up his third. So both Rosetta and DeShane on the floor with three fouls right now. Connolly is up and checking in, and I think he's going to come in for Bruner. So Bruner just going to get a little breather here. Bruner has no fouls. At the free throw line, number 35 is Gabriel. In Grants Pass, he was 1-for-2 from the free throw line, but he buries this one. That's his first attempt tonight. He's got 15 points. And the backcourt. Traylor gets the ball in quickly to DeShane, and Zach walks the ball down. Easily across the timeline, right front court now. 45 seconds left here in the third period. DeShane content to dribble the ball out front right now. Hart's all alone in the corner. Wanted the three. Coach says, no, 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 no. Hart says, okay, I'll wait. All right, looking 35 seconds on the clock. Now things begin to move right-hand side. DeShane comes down to the wing, right-hand side. Gets a moving screen back left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly drives, gets in the paint, off glass, and it's good for Connolly. Connolly, some great moves tonight. He's got 9 points in the bucket. 49-40, Grants pass by nine. Final seconds of period number three here. Ball out front to Yoder, left-hand side. Perry shot is up and off. No good. Rebound. DeShane to Rosetta. Back to DeShane. DeShane brings the ball down left front court. 5 seconds on the clock. DeShane shaking and bacon goes to the top of the key, drives right-hand side, elevates him 15 feet, in and out at the buzzer at the end of three. Grants Pass leads by 9, 49-40. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this 1 minute timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend. Layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on a approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Hey, look, folks, if you're looking for some snacks on Sunday, I guess there's a football game on Sunday somewhere. A little one there. Give Abby's a call. They'll bring you one out easily. Yeah. Give it 541-476-2133. Abby's Pizza. Either one. 541-476-2133. They've got the barbecue pizza. Oh, sad. It is good, folks. Play is resumed. It'll be Axe ball, and it goes into the backcourt quickly to Gabriel. Gabriel brings the ball up to the timeline. Trailer waits on him. Double high pick for the Axe. Right-hand side on the wing. Ball popped out front then quickly to Schaefer. Schaefer goes down low, and a whistle stops the action. Foul called on Trailer. So Trailer will pick up the infraction. That's his first team foul on the Caveman here. Inbounds play from the sideline just in front of his own floor for the Axe's Hal Haas. Gets the ball out front to Gabriel. Trailer is with him. Trailer goes right hand side, gives the ball to Yoder, way outside on the wing and away from the. Did DeShane just get his fourth? I hope not. Let's see. No, it's going to be against. It's going to be against the Axe, and the Axe's coach is having a word with the official, and the official listening, but not changing anything. Foul is called on 40 Perry. That'll be his first of the basketball game. Each team has one foul so far in the fourth period, just underway. 7:36 to play. Caveman leading by 9, 49-40. Conley has the ball out front. Goes right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner head fakes. Looks for room on the baseline. Goes down. Protects the basketball. Kicks it way out front to Hart. Left front court. Hands the ball off to DeShane on the wing. DeShane gives the ball out front then to Conley. Conley backs away as the Caveman reset. Slides to the right-hand side on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner looks out at the glass, gets in the paint, kicks the ball left-hand side to Trailer for three. It's good! So Trailer hits the three. He's got five tonight. And the Cavemen are getting offense from areas that they haven't been getting offense from. And that's great. 52-40, Grants pass by 12. Ball on the left-hand side down the hands of Haas. Haas looks down low. Flips the ball down right quickly to Schaefer. Schaefer spins, puts a shot up. That's good. And he is fouled by Hart. So Hart will pick up that infraction. That's his first of the night. Second team foul on the Caveman. Going to the free throw line, number 34, Julius Schaefer. Schaefer has 4 points. First trip to the free throw line that we've ever seen from this young man. One dribble. Shot is up. Left-handed shooter and misses. So one more shot to the left-handed gun. Shot is up. Rattle it in and out. 0-for-2. Rebound. Take it down by Haas. Gives the ball out front to Perry. Kicks it into the corner left-hand side. Tried to get the ball to Yoder, but Bruner had him fronted and steals the ball away. Hands it right back to DeShane. DeShane calls play number one as he heads down the floor. Takes his time. Crosses the timeline. Caveman up by 12. 52-40 here with 6:30 to play in the contest. DeShane out front with the basketball. Gets a double high post there. Little screen. Moves off to the right-hand side. Drops it right back to Trailer. Taylor, a little head fake. Shaking and baking. Backs away a little bit. Lops it left-hand side to Conley. All alone. He snuck out and got free. And lays it up and in. And Conley now with 11 points in the basketball game. Yoder brings it down himself this time. Trailer shoulder to shoulder with it. Gets the free throw line. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Haas. Haas, wing right. Looks down low. Lobs the ball down to Yoder. Yoder working along the baseline, goes up with a shot. That is good. And he was fouled, I believe, by Bruner. We'll see as the official comes to the sideline. That's the call, so Bruner will get the infraction. That's the third team foul on Grant's pass. Rosetta's going to check in. Hart comes out, so we've got Trailer, Rosetta, Bruner, DeShane and Conley on the floor. And at the free throw line, shot is up and good for Mr. Yoder. 3 for 3. DeShane walks the ball down. 54-43. Grant's pass by 11. Ball goes left-hand side, then to Conley. Back out front to Traylor. Right-hand side to DeShane. Wing right. Looks inside. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta pumps once, goes hard to the glass. Lots of contact, gets it back. Can't believe no whistle in there. Lots of contact. Lead pass up to Rue. Rue right-hand side through traffic. Lobs it left-hand side to Yoder. Yoder fakes one way, comes in. Little hook shot off, no good. High for the rebound is Bruner this time. Bruner gives the ball right back to Rosetta. Right, Rosetta. DeShane. DeShane walks the ball down. How can I confuse Rosetta and DeShane? Hi, forgive me, folks. Top of the key. DeShane goes left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor then over to Bruner. Bruner elevates at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. All right, he's got 19 points now. First scores in the fourth period. 56-43, Grant's pass in the lead. Rue in the backcourt being bothered by DeShane every step of the way. Gets picked off by Yoder. Loose basketball, and Yoder gets to it there. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Perry. Perry shot parched. No, got the three. Thought it had been deflected. He's got 7 in the basketball game, and it's 46-56, a 10-point game still. DeShane brings the ball down for the Grants Pass Cavemen, 4:37 to play. Right front court for the Cavemen. Ball goes left-hand side to Conley. Timeout has been called by head coach Joel Jesse. A look at the scoreboard. It's 56-46, Grants Pass leading. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
The 14th Annual Wipeout Hunger Drive is in full swing at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Dr. Emily Sander from the Well Integrative Medicine and Tammy Schmidt from Rogue Solutions Accounting for each donating $500 directly to the food banks. You can help by bringing in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either shop, and we'll exchange that for new wiper blades installed on your car up to $35 in value. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back. 4:33 left in the contest tonight. You're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Cavemen lead by 10 here, 56-46 against the Eugene Axe here at the Purple Pit in Eugene, Oregon. When play is resumed, it's going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the sidelines about 10 feet down from the half-court mark. DeShane will make the inbounds play. He's got Conley in the backcourt. Flips it into the backcourt quickly. Also on the floor are Rosetta, Traylor, and Bruner. Ball goes right-hand side to Traylor, wing right. Out front then, the ball goes to Bruner. Left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane drives, kicks the ball down low on the alley-oop to Bruner. Gets the ball right back to Conley. Conley hard to the glass, puts one up off, no good. Rebound being fought for. Finally kicked out to Perry. Long baseball throw down to Yoder. Goes hard to the glass. Boy, if Yoder gets a move on the glass, he's almost doesn't miss. 13 points for the young man. And it's an 8-point game, 56-48. 4 minutes on the clock exactly as DeShane walks across the timeline out front. Top of the key. Looking left-hand side. Kicks the ball back to Conley. Conley lead on the wing left, then to Traylor. Traylor looks down low. Tried to get to Rosetta. Does. Little pass right-hand side to Conley. Outside the three-point arc. Back out front to Rosetta. Top of the key. Rosetta head fakes. Drives down the right-hand side. Has the ball stripped away by Hawes. Hawes flying down the left-hand side. Gets into the paint. Lays one up that rolls around and finally through for Hawes. Hawes has 6 points in the basketball game. And suddenly it's 56-50, a 6-point game. DeShane brings the ball down the floor for the Grants Pass Cavemen. They need an answer here. DeShane right-hand side. Little head fake, gets in the paint, kicks the ball back to Conley, left front court. Conley left-hand side, back out to DeShane. DeShane looks down low for either Bruner or Rosetta. DeShane now back to the center circle, still moving with the basketball. Gets a high pick from Rosetta. Gives in the ball to Traylor in the corner. Traylor out front to Bruner, top of the key. Bruner head fakes, comes down to the right-hand side. He's in the paint. Spins, fades away. 10-footer is just off, no good. Rebound, Rue for the Axe. Gives the ball right-hand side to Gabriel. And Gabriel, Axe come down looking to close that gap even closer. Ball left-hand side to Hawes, wing left. Haas wing left, back out front to Yoder, top of the key, right-hand side then to Gabriel. Gabriel out to Haas between the circles. Left-hand side again to Yoder, wing left. Down low to Gabriel on the baseline. Tries to get by Conley. Goes up with a shot that is off. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up again. No good. This rebound finally controlled by Bruner for Grant's pass. Kicks the ball out to Rosetta. Rosetta right back to DeShane. DeShane walks the ball down slowly. Caveman leading by six. 2 minutes on the clock. And we've got a whistle stopping the action. I think Grant's pass called the timeout, didn't they? Yeah. No, we've got a turnover. I'm not sure why. Five-second call. Didn't get the ball across the timeline quick enough. 56-50, 2:14 on the clock. Haas going to make the inbounds play just in front of his own bench. Now lobs it right-hand side to Yoder. Yoder working against Bruner, tries to drive by him. Kicks the ball left-hand side, then back out front to Haas. Haas drives, tries to penetrate. Conley right with him. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Perry. Perry works the baseline, puts up a shot that is good. Check that. That's 13, Rue. 4-point game, 56-52. DeShane drives, goes up with a shot. That is good. He goes hard to the ground, but he's up and all right. Foul going to be called against the Axe. And DeShane gets his second field goal of the night. Got 6 points in the basketball game. And the foul called against Rue. That'll be his fourth of the night. DeShane goes to the free throw line. 1 for 2 so far tonight. One dribble, deep knee bend. Shot is up, good. .59-52. Ball goes right-hand side to Perry for the X. Back out front, top of the key to Gabriel. Bounce pass down low, down to Yoder. Yoder hard at the glass. No good. Rebound quickly by Rosetta. Hands the ball right back to DeShane. And Zach brings the ball down the floor. A minute and a half to play. Caveman leading 59-52 by 7 points into the left front court. In the corner there, just moving with the basketball, lobs it right-hand side to Conley. Conley with the basketball, back over to Bruner, left-hand side. Bruner, it takes one way, gives the ball back to DeShane, right front court. And DeShane working against Root, goes left-hand side to Conley. A minute 12 left to play. Conley up front, head fakes. Comes back left-hand side, terminates the dribble, gets the ball left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner attacks along the baseline, brings the ball right back out on the wing to add a shot clock violation. The Caveman didn't get it off in time. They tried to get the ball down low to Conley, who had been snuck in behind under everybody. He got the shot up and down, but it was afterwards. And timeout, I think, have been called by the timeout has been called by the Axe. A look at the scoreboard with 1 minute left. The Caveman lead by 7, 59-52. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. 1 minute on the clock. Caveman lead by 7, 59-52. When play is resumed, it'll be Axe basketball. Inbounds from about, well, not quite the half-court mark. Oh, no, it'll be from the inline. Far end of the floor. And Rue gets the ball inbounds quickly to Gabriel in the backcourt. Caveman man-to-man defense right now. Trailer with him. Shoulder to shoulder. Gabriel stops out front, tries to spin by him, can't do it. Drives the right-hand side and reaching in on Trailer. The Trailer will pick up the infraction. His second of the night. And that's the fourth team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman. Inbounds play now. Coming again, this time from Rue, right in front of his own bench, just below us here. And Rue lobs the ball into Trailer. Trailer says, thank you very much. Hands the ball right back to DeShane. 47 seconds on the clock. DeShane in the backcourt, taking his time. Into the forecourt now. Lobs the ball back right-hand side to Trailer. Down low again to Bruner. 24 seconds on the shot clock. About 36 seconds on the real clock. DeShane trapped out front, drives through it to the right-hand side. Keeps the ball alive, moving to the right-hand side, flips the ball to Bruner. Bruner, right front court, Gets the ball right-hand side. Stolen away by Hawes. Hawes spins. Comes down. Long pass down the floor to Yoder. Yoder gets the ball right back to Rue. Rue is surrounded. Ball is slapped away and controlled by Bruner. 15 seconds on the clock. And the Cavemen are fouled intentionally by Yoder. So Yoder will pick up the infraction there. That's his second of the night. And only the third team foul on the X. It'll be Grants Pass ball in. Bounce from the end line. Far end of the floor. Hart checks in for Grants Pass. Trailer comes out. And Rosetta will make the inbounds play against full court pressure. Ball comes in quickly to Hart, right back to Rosetta. Rosetta protects it and is fouled almost immediately by Hawes. Hawes will pick up his second, and that should be the fourth team foul on the X. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line again. Rosetta will make the play still against full court pressure. Rosetta has the basketball. Gets the ball out quickly to DeShane, right back to Rosetta. Rosetta quickly into the forecourt, protects the basketball there, waits for somebody to come and foul him, holds the basketball, 3-2-1. The Cavemen win. They'll pick up a win on the road here against the very tough South Eugene Axe. Ladies and gentlemen, final score, 59-52. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Head coach Joel Jesse has joined us here. Coach, congratulations. Picked up a win on the road against a team with a winning record. This ought to be good for your standings.
Yeah, you know, like we talked about before the game, Coach, Chuck.
I answered about anything.
Every game to us is a big game, and, you know, whether it's on the road or at home, the boys understand the urgency of how we need to play. Did our job on most of the guys. Number 40 had himself a game for South Eugene.
Yes.
He just, it was frustrating because I've seen him play, and I don't know. It was really, really frustrating watching him dominate the way he did. And we take him out of the game, and that's probably a 20-point win for us. Yeah. But, man, Kingston Conley had such a great second half.
Oh my gosh. Well, he not only scored, but his speed, attacking the basket, getting free when nobody else could hit him. One of his best nights since, I think, Summit.
Oh, yeah. Peyton and Jordan carried us the first half. Yeah. Peyton was just unstoppable. Jordan, they're doing everything to keep the ball out of his hands. But, man, Kingston played such a beautiful third quarter
for us.
He rebounded. He defended. He finished at the rim, hit free throws. Really, really big minutes from him. I was really happy for him to see him have a good game because he's been struggling as of late, and this is good for him leading into our next games. It's really good for him.
Yeah, your freshman stepped up too, Trainer.
Oh, yeah, James. I talked to him before the game. I'm like, why don't you shoot the ball? And he's like, well, I'm not comfortable doing it. And I said, well, it's about that time.
to shoot the ball just a little bit. And he hit that big three when we were only up by six, got it to nine. Really big game from James. And, you know, all of our rotating seven, you know, they did a really good job. Timmy hit a really crucial out-of-bounds three right there in the fourth quarter. And just really proud of our guy, Zach, after we had a stupid turnover, which is my fault on that 10-second. Should have called a timeout too late, but he was mad, and he willed that ball in and got an and one. And I was really proud of his resiliency right there, where I was panicking just a little bit. He took control of it and did a good job.
Were you concerned when DeShane picked up that third foul in the fourth period?
No. Zach's smart, very, very smart. You know, they did a pretty good job at getting Zach down on the post. Probably shouldn't have switched some of those. We talked about it to get him off of there. Jordan did a great job at trying to plug the middle just a little bit. Our guys really wanted to block shots tonight, which is not our forte. And when we started focusing on not blocking shots and staying on the ground and boxing out and getting the rebound, you could see the difference when we eliminate the second chance points.
Big win on the road tonight. Maybe you ought to play two games back-to-back more often, Coach.
Peyton Bruner's the man.
Yeah.
He's the best player in our conference. You saw again tonight. I don't know how many points he had, but
I have him for 19.
Yep. You know, and those were hard 19 points. Like, he's going.
He was challenged a lot.
He was challenged double teams all night, and that's what you have to do. You know, when you're the best player in our conference, he is by far, and he's going to be challenged every night. And man, he rose to the occasion too tonight. He had some beautiful shots, not all at the rim. There were some jump shots too that he hit with the guys' faces.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And Rosetta's legs held up. He carried his scoring load. I have him for 14.
Mrs. Rosetta got it done for us. Thank you, Tina. did a good job at, you know, we talked last night after the game that, you know, when you go home, your mind, you know, is going straight to you, South Eugene. You got to take care of your mind and your bodies. And our boys did a phenomenal job tonight. Our top seven did a great job tonight in doing their jobs. And, you know, even when one of their players, number 40, was doing more than what we expected him to do, you know, our boys were pretty resilient tonight. Pretty proud of them.
All right. Tomorrow, day off.
Yep. Saturday, Sunday, we're taking day off, letting our boys decompress a little bit, relax. And
schedule for Monday.
Yep. Schedule for Monday is we're going to practice, and then we're getting ready for our Tuesday night game. I might go do a little bit of scouting. I think that South Medford's playing somebody on the road. I mean, at their place on Monday night, so they're going back to back. So I'm not sure with all this weather stuff. I can't keep up, you know, with all the snow stuff. So
I understand.
I'm not sure, but we're going to practice 6 to 8, get ready, and go win ourselves another game at home. You know, everybody should come out. That's going to be a fun one. Our boys are really, really really pumped up to play South Medford. You know, just they're very excited to take out of them. I don't know how long it's been since we beat South Medford. We should have beat them the first time, let one get away. And so our boys are really, really hungry for that one. So it's going to be rocking Tuesday night.
That's Tuesday night here at Newman, folks.
Yep, and girls are going to be taking a crack at them. Our girls are playing great as well. So should be a great night for Caveman and Lady Caver basketball.
Oh, there's no more fun place to be than when we got two games like that. Big band at Heater Newman just runs shivers up and down your spine. Coach, no, thank you very much.
No place better. Heater Newman's the best gym in the state.
There you go. All right. Head coach Joel Jesse joining us here this evening. All right. Now, for our good friends at the Indoor Airman, we're going to run down some quick numbers for you here. First of all, Grants Pass led by three at the end of the first period, 17-14. Won the second period by a score of 18-12 to make it 35-26. Actually tied the third period, 14-all, to make it 49-40. And won the fourth period, actually lost the fourth period, 10-12 to make the final score 59-52. But that really is conference win number four for the Grants Pass Cavemen. conference win number four for the Grants Pass Cavemen. South Eugene goes to 3-4 in conference. Grants Pass is 4-4 in conference. So Grants Pass will move up to fourth place there. We'll see what that does for the OSAA rankings. Should elevate them just a little bit. So that's that particular situation. Somebody put my stats away already. All right. Rebounds for Grants Pass. Rebounds were just even with the Axe, 22 each. Grants Pass hit 54% of their shots from the floor, 25 of 46, compared to 46% for the Axe. They were 23 of 50. Turnovers, Grants Pass committed 8 compared to 12 for the Eugene Axe. We'll run down some individual numbers right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down some more individual numbers. First of all, for the South Eugene Axe, their leading scorer was Gabriel, number 35. 7 field goals, 1-for-1 at the free throw line, 15 points. Cameron Perry, who the coach talked about, was doing a lot inside. He was rebounding. He was defending. He was a handful, and he finishes with 7 points on 2 twos and a 3. Now, for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Weston Berg got some minutes, didn't figure in my scoring line. Same with Grady McKittrick. Jameis Traylor had 5 points on a 3 and a 2 and a 2 fouls. Tim Hart picked up a 3-point shot, picked up a single foul. Zach Deshane had 5, make that 7 points. He had a 2, a 3, and was 2 for 3 from the free throw line. That gives him 7 points and 3 fouls. Jordan Rosetta, 5 field goals, 3 3-pointers, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. He had 15 points and 3 fouls. And let me see, Kingston Connolly, 5 field goals, 1 for 3 at the free throw line, 11 points tonight for Kingston. And Peyton Bruner had 9 field goals, 1 for 1 at the free throw line. I have him for 19 points and a single foul. All right, that's the scoring summary, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll end the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everybody. Talk about the player of the game tonight, courtesy of our Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Now, for the Grants Pass Cavemen, you could make a good case for any one of 4 different players on the Grants Pass Cavemen team. Bruner, Rosetta, Deshane, Connolly, any one of those could be named player of the game. And we'll tell you who we chose right after this word from our good friends at the Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, once again, Peyton Bruner, lots of high-scoring man. Jordan Rosetta, lots of rebounds and scoring almost with Bruner. Zach Deshane doing what he does defensively and leading the pack. But our player of the game tonight, Kingston Connolly, 5 field goals, 1-for-3 at the free throw line. Did more than just score, but really got noticed tonight. Rebounded, lobbed the fast break, caused some turnovers. Tip of the hat to our player of the game tonight, Kingston Connolly. We'll be back and recap this all for you folks right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a 3-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Order your your hot and fresh feast now at Appy's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. We'll invite you to join us at Heater Newman Gym next Tuesday night. Tip-off scheduled for 6:45 when the South Medford Panthers will be in town. They'll be growling and the Cavemen will be clubbing. So we hope we see you there. Once again, join us in the gym. If you can't, well, you can bring your radios to the gym, too, as a matter of fact. So let's see. For Aaron Stone, staffing radio control tonight, executive producer is Brian Wilson. Additional statistics by E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen 59, the South Eugene Axe 52. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.